Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Στο πρόγραμμά μας, κυρίες και κύριοι, μίλησε η διακεκριμένη οικαστικός Καλλιόπη Κουμαλάτσου. Η κυρία Κουμαλάτσου είναι Ελληνίδα Βορήγινας. Ο πατέρας της κατάγεται από το νησί της Σάμου και η μητέρα της από τις φυλές Wemba και της γλωσσικής ομάδας Wergaia, που ζούσαν για χιλιάδες χρόνια στη βορειοδυτική Βικτόρια. Η κυρία Κουμαλάτσου γεννήθηκε στην πόλη Ετσούκα, που βρίσκεται στη βορειοδυτική Αυστραλία. Αναφερόμενη αρχικά στις πορείες διαμαρτυρίας στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες, αναφέρθηκε και στη μητέρα της που είχε μιλήσει για αυτές πριν από 15 χρόνια.
I heard my mother say 15 years ago there's going to be civil rights in America because of these issues and the general state of affairs between black people and white people in America. It just seems to have got worse. You know, the response from Australia, I'm just really thankful that it wasn't, that it was peaceful, and it's just fantastic that people did go out and demonstrate for Americans and also for Aboriginals, particularly for Aboriginal people.
Είναι υπέροχο, λέει, που βγήκαν στους δρόμους τόσες χιλιάδες να συμπαρασταθούν στους Αμερικανούς και φυσικά να εκδηλώσουν την έμπρακτη στήριξή τους προς τους Αβορίγινες. Η κυρία Κουμαλάτσου αναφέρθηκε στο γεγονός ότι μόνο ένα μέρος των προτάσεων της Βασιλικής Εξεταστικής Επιτροπής για το θάνατο των Αβορίγινων στη διάρκεια της αστυνομικής τους κράτησης, που μια έρευνα που ολοκληρώθηκε το 1987, έγιναν νόμοι του κράτους.
You forbid them from practicing their language, you stop them from practicing their culture, and at certain times and places in Australia it was illegal for Aboriginal people to own a property. So of course you get a lot of Aboriginal people with a lot of issues, because for the 250 years Aboriginal people have been denied basic human rights, you know, right down to language and material culture and practicing culture, even forbidden from seeing their own family.
Είναι δίκαιο να διαμαρτύρονται, αφού πάνω από δύο αιώνες τους έπαιρναν τη γη τους, τους απαγόρευαν να ομιλούν τη γλώσσα τους, δεν τους επέτρεπαν να εκτελούν τα πολιτισμικά τους ήθη και έθιμα, δεν μπορούσαν να αποκτήσουν τη δική τους κατοικία, δεν τους επέτρεπαν καν να δουν την οικογένειά τους. Η ομογενής καλλιτέχνης, οικαστικό έργο της οποίας το Δεκέμβριο του 2019 έλαβε την κορυφαία διάκριση της κυβέρνησης της Βικτόριας και του Quarry Art Show, δήλωσε στο SBS Greek ότι έχουν γίνει βήματα πρόοδου. Το γεγονός, είπε η κυρία Κουμαλάτσου, ότι αυτή τη στιγμή μιλάω σε ένα ελληνόφωνο ραδιόφωνο, αποτελεί ένδειξη ότι έχουμε προχωρήσει προς τα εμπρός.
There have been some small gains. I guess the fact that I'm talking to you on a Greek radio program shows that we've developed some strong connections ethically and morally. You know, the fact that you're interested in talking to me as a Greek Aboriginal person or an Aboriginal Greek person shows that we have come a long way.
Για λόγους υγείας, η ίδια δεν κατάφερε να παραβρεθεί σε κάποια πορεία. Αν ήμουν πιο νέα και αν ήμουν υγιής, θα βρισκόμουν εκεί, λέει στο SBS. Η κυρία Κουμαλάτσου διαβάζει γνώμες στο διαδίκτυο που λένε ότι εκατοντάδες πολίτες θα εκτεθούν στον κορονοϊό και θα χάσουν τη ζωή τους. Διαφωνώ με αυτές τις γνώμες. Για χρόνια τα ζητήματα των ηθαγενών ήταν κρυμμένα κάτω από το χαλί και τώρα αυτά γίνονται γνωστά. Είναι ωραίο, λέει, που ο κόσμος, οι ηθαγενείς, αισθάνονται καλύτερα, πιο δυνατοί, λιγότερο ανήμποροι και με λιγότερο άγχος.
I think if I was younger and I didn't have a medical condition compromising me, that I would definitely want to be there. I did hear somebody saying on radio, you know, so what if 200 or 300 people die? Well, I don't actually feel quite like that. You know, I would not like to see anybody die, whether they were, you know, no matter who they were. For Aboriginal Australians, we're swept under the carpet so often. It's actually fantastic to see people come out. Just can't help but feel it makes people feel better and stronger and less helpless and less anxious somehow.
Ακούσαμε την διακεκριμένη οικαστικό Καλλιόπη Κέλλη Κουμαλάτσου, η οποία μίλησε στο πρόγραμμά μας με αφορμή τις χθεσινές πορείες διαμαρτυρίας. Μπορείτε να ακούσετε όλη τη συνέντευξή της στο sbs.com.au/greek, ενώ τις επόμενες εβδομάδες θα μεταδώσουμε το δεύτερο μέρος της συνέντευξή της για την τέχνη της, τα έργα της και την ελληνική καταγωγή της.
It's just been so heartbreaking to see what's been going on, just watching the build-up just over a week in America. It's been inevitable because of the deaths at the hands of the police. I heard my mother say 15 years ago, there's going to be civil rights in America because of these issues and the general state of affairs between black people and white people in America. It just seems to have got worse. You know, the response from Australia, I'm just really thankful that it wasn't, that it was peaceful, and it's just fantastic that people did go out and demonstrate for Americans and also for Aboriginals, particularly for Aboriginal people, because the Royal Commission into the Aboriginal deaths in custody was a long time ago now, and the recommendations still haven't been applied to Australian law and Australian incarceration procedures. We recently had a Yorta woman, and that case is going on. She died in a police cell. And there's been so many others. And that's what happens to people when you take their land. You forbid them from practicing their language. You stop them from practicing their culture. And at certain times and places in Australia, it was illegal for Aboriginal people to own a property. So, of course, you get a lot of Aboriginal people with a lot of issues because for the 250 years, Aboriginal people have been denied basic human rights, you know, right down to language and material culture and practicing culture, even forbidden from seeing their own family and forced into places like concentration camps, the old missions and reserves. Not all of them were really bad, but they had no choice. They had to stay on those compounds, and they were often not allowed to see their immediate family and their extended family. And that was by law that they were not allowed to. So they would be punished if they did. The problems in Australia still remain for Aboriginal people, although there have been some small gains. I guess the fact that I'm talking to you on a Greek radio program shows that we've developed some strong connections ethically and morally. You know, the fact that you're interested in talking to me as a Greek Aboriginal person or an Aboriginal Greek person shows that we have come a long way.
Absolutely, Kelly. But there are several comments today that they say it's not a good timing for this because of the pandemic of the coronavirus. How do you read this kind of criticism?
Jack Charles, the elder, said he's not going out anywhere. His lungs are compromised. But he said if anybody goes out, wear a mask and a social distance. I think if I was younger and I didn't have a medical condition compromising me, that I would definitely want to be there. Some places they actually did social distance. So that's pretty amazing. And I did hear somebody saying on radio, you know, so what if 200 or 300 people die? Well, I don't actually feel quite like that. You know, I would not like to see anybody die, whether they were, you know, no matter who they were. For Aboriginal Australians, we're swept under the carpet so often. It's actually fantastic to see people come out in such hard times. It's such a hard time for so many people with this pandemic, and I just can't help but feel it makes people feel better and stronger and less helpless and less anxious somehow.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.